Warning.
You're gonna hear a lot of likes, buts, oh my god, wow, yeah, like Miami and stuff like that. So listen at your own risk.
Hi guys, welcome to Let's Talk Shit Miami.
What the fuck was that? And you're speaking to Val. Oh, no, you're listening to Val. And next to me is
Isabella.
Yeah. Our next few podcasts coming up are going to be in the studio because we gave up. But they'll be in the room and very comfy shit. So we're going to do it in our studio. Or my company's studio. I don't even know.
What's up, guys? I hope you guys are doing great, and I hope you're listening to this, which you obviously are if you're listening to this. Just regard that, because that's, like, really bad.
You have to come closer when you're talking.
I hope you guys are having a great day, and we're so happy to be back with this episode. We haven't posted something in a while, so
we've been very busy doing a lot of things, you know, productive stuff. I've been having a lot of shows lately. And, you know, we gotta grind. But we're gonna make this a priority. We promise. We promise.
I have my period. I can't stand it right now.
That's for yourself. Okay, so we're gonna start with a topic that one of our listeners posted and replied to our Instagram. I actually posted a story on Instagram.
Thank you for supporting us. So
thank you so much. And I actually posted a story on Instagram. I lied saying that our episode never
aired,
but reality is that we haven't been focused on our podcast, but we are right now. Okay, we are from now on. So sorry, guys. So, yeah, so the topic comes from Haniel, and it says five things that you hate about Miami. How dare you say that?
Let me just.
Do you hate it so much?
Okay, I guess so.
Do you hate it? I love Miami. But continue, Isa.
Let's just point out that this was a very difficult list, and we took like 500 hours to do this. I don't even have good reasons. Like,
I know.
Mine suck because I love Miami so much, and I know I say like I can't, like, I want to live in New York and stuff, but it's not like I hate Miami. Like, I love Miami, and I love living here, and I just love it here. And for those of you who don't like it, then just
leave.
Suck a dick. I don't know.
No, leave.
Leave. It's, I know.
No, we need the rent to go down, so leave.
Exactly. Don't complain and just leave.
Leave to New York.
It makes our lives easier.
Leave to New York so Isa could have her rent down.
That's not fair.
Okay, so I'm going to start. One thing I hate about Miami is I hate the fact that I love Miami. Yeah, that's one of them. Next.
That's not a good one.
That is a good one. I hate the fact that I love Miami because I don't hate Miami. Okay, go.
Okay.
Your turn.
Okay, I need to see it.
Oh my God. Everybody knows yours by memory.
So one thing I do not like about Miami is that there is no winter. There's, like, no cold in here. Like, what's winter season here? Nothing. I mean, it's basically summer season.
It's like 80 degrees with a little bit of airecito.
Exactly. That's winter season. That's winter season.
And when, like, there's no clouds and everything is blue.
Exactly.
That's winter.
There's, like, okay, but that's
wait,
so funny.
Wait, but is that a spring?
But it's so funny. I don't know if you've noticed, but once, like, October, November hits, like, the climate, even though it's the same weather, it just somehow changes, and you know that December and, like, Christmas season and Thanksgiving are coming.
And
like,
it smells different.
Exactly. Like, it's just such a weird feeling, which I love this, but point is there's no winter and there's no cold, and I don't get to, like, put on cute socks and cute beanies and cute, like, clothes that people have, like, on Tumblr and on movies, because that's not real. That's not here in Miami. And we can't drink hot chocolate. Like, I drink hot chocolate anyways, but it's, like, hot. So I'm, like, sweating while drinking hot chocolate.
Ew. Con sopa de pollo.
Exactly.
Okay, my turn. one thing I hate about Miami is the traffic. And it's because, okay, listen, I'm always late to work. So there's no excuse, but there is an excuse. The fact that I like preparing myself and I watch Grey's Anatomy. I need to watch 2 episodes. But yeah, I hate the traffic. Everyone here drives slow as fuck. Like, man.
It drives slow and ugly. Like, and it's not even ugly. Slow. Like, oh, no, no. It's slow. And then they'll throw in their car at
you. Yeah. And not only that, but the traffic is not because of car accidents, but because of viejitos.
And random stuff. Like, literally, you see traffic, and then nothing happens. Like, why was there traffic?
You're, like, waiting for that. What happened for that tragedy? Yeah. Oh, my God. Not to sound mean, but you know what I mean?
You're, like, saying, oh, my God, what happened? Why is there so much traffic? You pass by, and there's nothing. So there was traffic for no reason.
No reason. Wow. But, yeah, I hate the traffic.
One thing I do not like about Miami is that everything is far. Like, okay, I get that I want to move to New York, and so I have to walk to places. But as I walk to places, I see, like, pretty buildings, pretty stuff, or, you know, interesting stuff. Not even pretty. Like, I know some things are ugly there, but, you know, like, it's just a different vibe. But here, it's like you're walking, you see nothing, just cement. And, like, you have to walk 17 minutes to here from, you know, to a little diner that I wanted to go to. And I had to walk, like, 20 minutes, and that wasn't nice, because hello, I don't have a car, so
dude, it's like legit in the corner. Like,
I know, right, it's like there. Right there, and then
it's like 1 minute, like, in car, not even 1 minute.
No, it's 30 seconds, I'm telling you. And then I had to walk 20 minutes, and I was just not ready for that. I was like, why did this happen? Like, I just don't get
what
it.
About running?
Why am I gonna run?
But yeah, okay, my turn. So I hate the fact that there is no train station. I love trains. I love traveling trains. So cheap. So fun.
Amazing.
And there's no train stations. Like New York type of vibe, you know? Because there is in Brickell and Coconut Grove, where you gotta walk like 50 miles to like get into that train station.
We have to walk. But we have to drive 30 minutes to get to the nearest train station.
20 with me.
Which is in Dadeland, and 30 with my mom. Okay, which is in Dadeland, and like, why? Why can't they just do a train everywhere so we could just walk like 2 minutes and then just get on the train and just go wherever we want? Because some of us don't have a car, and some of us are traumatized to drive. Like,
and
oh my
some
God.
Of us need to save money.
Exactly.
And like, no, government of Miami.
I like these earrings.
Thank you. Government of Miami, do a train station by where we live. And we're not going to say where we live. But those who know us, they know where we live. Next.
Do a train station, please.
Next.
Okay, another thing, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people are going to agree with me on this, because everyone wants to have, like, those, like, oh, my God, it's fall. Oh, my God, it's spring. Yes, it's summer. Oh, my God, it's winter. And, like, wear cute clothes and have, like, you know, different types of seasons. But you don't have that here. Mm-hmm. You do not have that here. All you have is summer all year long. Like, every day is summer.
There's summer in Christmas.
Exactly. And not, oh, it's just crazy. And I'm just, like, I don't get it.
Say the other thing that you hate.
Yeah, because it matches.
Yeah, it matches.
Okay.
The other thing that she hates, and this is
no way.
Do it. Go.
Okay. So everything here is just summer all day long. And like, literally summer is probably actually like legit on December and January. Like, because in summer, all it does is rain. It doesn't even, it's not sunny. So if you want that summer body, forget it, because you're never going to be able to go to the beach because it's always raining. Like, that's
so
how
those
bad
who
it
come
is.
From like freaking what, Canada? They stuck with rain and hurricanes.
Exactly, because it's a hurricane and rain season. Like, dude,
bye.
There's no seasons here. Like, it's summer all day long, and then you know, in summer, when it's actually summer, it rains. So really, what is this? I don't get it.
And mosquitoes.
Exactly. And mosquitoes. Like, who invited you here? Like, no one invited you.
I did. Next. Okay, my other complaint about Miami is the rent. But since you guys are leaving, those who hate Miami are leaving. Good. Like, the rent is going to go down. But I hate...
They're leaving.
They're leaving. I'm declaring.
How would you know that they're leaving?
Because I'm declaring.
Okay.
Okay, but I hate the fact that everything is expensive. And, like, one room is $800 in a good place. Like, no. One room should be less. Shut up.
And no, you need, like, here and in New York, I feel like you need 5 roommates in order to afford a place.
For real. And, like, the minimum, like, I have a good job, but, like, the minimum wage
is $8.46.
Bye.
And it's, like, what? No.
You have so much people here.
Yeah, it's $8.46, and the rent is, like, for a studio, probably, like, $2,000. Like, what is this? What is this? What are you trying to do?
I check one here is $1,200, but it's tiny, and no.
Like,
no.
What? Who told you to do this?
Your turn.
Okay. So the last thing that I hate is that there is so many wannabes. I don't even know if it's in all Miami.
Say, okay, there's wannabes in good places where your parents have $1 million exactly. And they're making a lot of money.
Exactly.
And like, they want to be like, they're in the hood, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, they're like, oh my God, have you been? No. I've been to the hood. Blah, blah, blah.
Go and to I'm Colombia.
Like, exactly. I'm like, have you been to Colombia? Like, bye.
Go to Colombia. Go say hi to my friend in front of my tia's house.
Go say hi to our friend that's in jail.
And take your gun, the gun that you take out to show off in your school, take it out to him and let's see how he fixed you.
And then say hi to our friend that's in jail.
Bye. But that's not the hood. You live in a good place. Exactly. We all live that's in
why.
Heaven.
That's why I don't get it. Like, why do you do this? Like, really just, like, stick your head up your ass.
Yeah. Like, we're talking about wannabes, but those who really go through crap.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. Like, we get you. But, you know, there's people that try to, like, have that life that's not okay. And it's like, what? No. Like,
for real.
You, like, have a good life.
Like, you have sopita in la casa. Like, no. Okay, another thing I hate is the education. And I know Preach. The teachers don't get paid, you know, that much. But, okay, I do music not to get paid a lot. You know what exactly. I mean? I like teaching not to get paid a lot. So I love what I do. I like having my company because I love what I do and not for money. So I understand you need to pay bills and stuff. And, like, you deserve, but there's some teachers that, oh, my God, like, what are you teaching? Basura.
Like.
Basura.
I bet you guys can all agree with me that all you do in school is sleep, watch Netflix. Because what do you do in school? Like, they just show videos. They don't even teach. Like, people, like, skip. And it's like, what? Like, why
not,
go to
not
school?
Not in Colombia. Good exactly. luck in Colombia. You get, exactly. no. And it's because your parents pay. I guess it's public. I don't even know. But the teachers here are bad. And, like, not only that, but I remember when I was... I wasn't going to graduate because I never passed the FCAT. Guys, I'm done. I passed my math FCAT, but not my reading. I suck at reading. But the teacher, I passed my the one that told me, oh, my God, go check your score. You passed. You graduated. It was Mr. Ellis. Shout out to you. So I went to my English teacher because she has doubted me forever, Miss Borgono. And then I told her, look, I passed my FCAT. And I mean, not my FCAT, my ACT. And then she's like, that's impossible. That's what she told me. And I was like, wow.
Like, your face
I'm
is
glad
impossible.
I slept in your class. Like, honestly. Like, no. So, and she always, like, have a plan B. No, my plan is always going to be A, period. There's no plan B. Because exactly. then if you have a plan B, you're distracted from what you really want. That's what I always think.
Or, no, you rely on the plan B and, like, not try on your plan A enough.
Yeah.
And that's how it is.
So, I don't know. I can never tell my student it's impossible. Like, no. And, like, it's my reputation, too. So if I teach wrong, buy to me.
I know. Like, and I bet you, like, say hallelujah if you know that we always schedule what class we're going to sleep in, because that's how bad the education here is, because you just get to sleep whenever you want. So you're like, okay, in this class, I'm going to go to sleep, and then so I can have energy for, like, PE or something. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like really. And whoever likes PE, like, what the fuck? If you are in Ferguson and you have Coach Barra, let me just tell you, I feel bad for you. Anyways, I think that's it for the Miami hating thing.
And not only that, but
Miami is stupid.
Yeah. But I remember in Colombia when I used to have school there, I used to live there. Like, I came here, and everything that I saw in eighth grade, I saw it in my fourth grade class.
Exactly.
And then I got stupid when I came here. So, guys, dude, in college, people that pass English, in college, no existe el ISO. So the ones that pass English are the ones who just came from their country. That's how sad it is.
Right.
And I learned my English in college. Most of my English, I learned it in college. Because college, I believe they do have good education. But that's how sad it is for elementary,
middle school and high school.
Like,
and you know, you go to like Texas or like somewhere else, and they would know you're from Miami, because Miami, we have like a certain vocabulary that
we're stupid.
Yeah, we sound stupid, and we're just like,
and it's not only me, like, everyone is like, yeah, we know who's from Miami because of how they talk.
Yeah, so if you think, oh my God, it's probably just you guys are so sad, then go check yourself.
Go travel.
Like, they'll know you're from Miami.
Yeah. So our next topic is going to be about losing a best friend, what we went through. Whoa. So who's going to start this now? Okay, I feel like losing a best friend is like breaking up in a relationship. And either you end up in good terms, you know, because of your differences, or you end up in deep shit.
Yeah.
So I guess the ones that end up in good terms is because you both really love each other and care for each other. Mm-hmm. Me and my best friend never called it duns and quits, but we like faded away like the wind.
What the fuck?
We faded away, but I still have her pictures, and I still miss her and care for her. You know, if she needs me, like, I'll be right here. If you need me, you know who you are. From middle school to college, you know who you are. But I still miss her, and I care for her, and I'll be here no matter what. And you would take a bullet for that person, you know, because, I mean, because you really love them.
Yeah.
Relationship. One thing I do miss is the fact that we used to tell each other everything. Every single thing. And she was in that relationship that you're like, you tell the person and either they're a wall or they just agree because they don't want to be in bad terms with you. No. She was the kind of person who's like, you're dumb, you're stupid. You know, they wanted the better for your social life. So... Yeah.
I think that's better.
So that's one thing I do miss about her, and I wish I could see her.
Yeah, you're so right. I hate when people are just like they sugarcoat everything, and it's like please tell me the truth. Like, don't be like, and then lie to me and be like, yeah, I didn't like that. Like, when later on, like, oh my God, like this and this, and then you're like, oh yeah, I didn't like it, and I'm like, why didn't you tell me before? Like, hello, my God.
I know, I hate that. Like, I mean, I understand them because they don't want to get into your business. But if that's your best friend, get into their fucking business.
Exactly.
It's a relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Shout out to Anna because she does put me on my shit. So
wow, yeah. Wow. So I do miss her, you know, because she was that kind of person. I still have like the smallest memories from her. Like, I still remember every little thing about her and what we did, and I miss it. So yeah, we just fell out because of our differences. That's what I feel, unless she has another story and She wants to tell me. Right. You're welcome to tell me.
Because you never know. Maybe, you know, our best friends have, like, another story. Like,
maybe I did something another side bad.
Of the story. Exactly. So you never know. But this is, like, kind of
I know side. Part of it was because someone that I was dating lied. And she was like, what the fuck? And, yeah. And it was a whole mess. But he lied so good that I even believed it. Like, that's how bad it was. The dude changed, thank God, but he still has his little problems. But so I think that's the reason that's why she started noticing. Because last time I went to her birthday, she didn't say hi to me. She didn't hug. Oh my God, now I remember. Wow. She didn't even hug me, nothing. And then, she had an ex-boyfriend and... She told me, oh, you never plan my birthday. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I told Diego, because I'm going to call you out. I told Diego I was going to bring all the alcohol. I was going to bring everything.
She just said a name.
So men breaks us up. Men
if we're not going to Google who's Diego on your Instagram.
And my ex-boyfriend who said a lot of shit. So she had a lot of caca in her head.
I guess.
And that's
I
why
guess
we broke up. But really I still appreciate you and care for you. It's just, I hope if you have anything, you can let me know. But that's what I know so far on our differences. Unless she has another story. Tell me. Tea. Cheese me.
Okay, your turn. So, yeah, I feel like losing a best friend is like, you know, because... It's like being in a relationship, which I didn't find like that. But, you know, Vale made me realize that, oh, my God, it's just like relationships. Like, that's so weird. Like, oh, my God. But basically, it's just it was very weird. I guess I could say weird because, you know, you've been in a relationship. You've been, you know, friends for like in my situation, you've been friends for like 8 years and you know you grew up with that person, you like shared everything, you told everything to that person, mm-hmm. and you've been through so much together, you know everything about that, like it's just, and it's like one day, the next day, like you just don't talk anymore and you're just like, oh my God, like this is so weird, which it was my call to not be that person's friend anymore because we weren't having like the same energy and we weren't
the chemistry,
yeah, it wasn't the same anymore and it's like, why am I gonna waste my time, you get me? So yeah, and it was just very, it was very, I guess, hard, but like,
yeah, I remember those days that you were suffering. Not suffering, but no, you I were wasn't. Like you were like down, you were like,
yeah, it was like
questioning
I was,
yourself a lot.
I was just going about like it was, oh, like whatever,
it was
like,
a breakup, I'm telling you, that's
like,
how
I was normal, like, I was doing my stuff, but it was like, oh my God, like, this is so weird, you get me? Like, oh my God, like, you know, and, you know, yeah. So, you know, I texted her. So, you know, I told her everything that I was feeling, like, hey, I feel like we're going into different directions, and I feel like, you know, right now, we're not, like, even, like, best friends anymore. Like, we just... I feel like we're forced to say that we are best friends just because we've been together so long. But it's, like...
Wow, relationship know, right
that's
there.
That's fucking weird, dude. Like, you open. Whatever. And, you know, just because we, like, had each other's back for so long that we're, like, okay, she's my best friend. But it's, like, am I really, though? Am I still like that? You get me? And so I told her that. And, you know, you feel like... Sometimes I felt like I was being, oh my God, this is going to sound so dramatic and I hate when I say this, but because I hate being dramatic, I'm a dramatic bitch, but I felt like I was being a little bit replaced. Like I don't even like saying it.
Yeah, I get you.
Because it's just like, what?
You she cheated so on you. She cheated on you. She found someone better.
I will never understand that. Like,
is that someone, but you know, when it comes to cheating, if you guys really love each other, like in a relationship,
I will never get the cheating thing. Like, why do you call it that? Like,
shut up. Look, listen to me. In a relationship, if you really love the other person and you cheated, it's because something was going on between you guys and you have caca in your head from that other person, you know? If you're like seeing another person, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, if you cheated, like it was a one night stand, okay, that's nothing, but if you're like having
disregard that comment, because if you have a boyfriend, he cheated on you with a one night stand, that's still bad. Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just putting an example, but but if she like if he cheated on me emotionally and meant like you know what I mean with another person, I think that's worse. So that's why you like you feel replaced because like. She basically...
I guess you're putting that analogy, but right now I don't even get the cheating. It just sounds weird. Okay.
She cheated.
Oh, my God. Anyways, so yeah, so I was just like, felt like, you know, she was in another direction. I was in another, so I just told her that. And it was all good. Like, you know, I told her I'll always be there for you still. And then she said her too or whatever. I don't know what she's doing right now or what she's like. It's like
she's probably listening to this podcast.
Okay, and you know, and it's so weird because you don't know, like at one point you knew everything, and you knew everything that person was doing and everything. And right now, like, I don't even know what she's doing. Like, sometimes I want to tell her, hey, like, look, this is what's going on in my life, because you missed that, right?
Yeah.
And like, oh my god, hey, like, I did this, or I'm gonna do that, or I'm doing this, and like. Now it's like, oh my god, like, I don't even get to tell her, and then I don't know her either, you get me?
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I knew her from such a different person than she is now. Like, she changed completely, and...
Maybe because she changed for, like, the wrong reason,
you know? I mean, I'll never know, but, you know, because I'm never gonna know, but...
because there's people that change... Like, I know my ex-best friend, she never... Like, she changed with me, but I know she's still the same person. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But maybe she changed from... Yeah, she changed a completely person. She's, like, a completely different person that you're like, this is not you, you know?
Exactly. And, you know, and it's so weird because, you know, I knew her so differently from what she is now. Like, you know, I knew her back when, you know, she wanted to be an actress, a singer, and she was just... She had very high dreams of going to New York, and we were always planning that together. And now I think she wants to be something completely different, which I don't know what it is. I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't either.
Like, I don't know what it is. And I'm just like, wow, like, I knew you so different from what you are now. Like, oh my god. But yeah, it's hard because, you know...
It's a relationship.
That's what it is. Like, losing a best friend is hard, but sometimes it's good for you because you're like, okay... Like, we're going in different directions. Right now, you're not in the same energy as me, so I prefer being alone. And, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good sometimes, true. And I feel great.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. Okay, guys.
But, no, wait. But there is different types. I don't know. You should send us your stories, because there is type of friendships like this. This is, like, one that's, like, healthy. But then there's others that are, like, fuck you, bitch, and then fuck you, too, and then, like, you never talk again.
Yeah, just, like, relationships. Like, exactly. I have, you know, I only have two relationships that I ended very well. The other ones, I don't remember. But, because I don't remember shit. But I know I had two that ended well. Like, was my first relationship, and... My last one, you know, exactly. We ended maturely and whatever.
And it's good to end that way.
But there was one relationship that I did really bad, and I don't want to see that person ever or his mother. Because right now, bitch changed, and I will punch you.
Mother.
But yeah, I mean, ladies, you guys understand what I mean. But that relationship, that friendship with her, it ended well, and... I don't know, I guess yours too.
Yeah. But, you know, and then you and there's also some
that,
have, like...
that talk shit about you and your behind your back.
Yeah, because you never really know what goes on. Like, you're just in your own world, so you never really know. But, yeah, you just don't care. You gotta be happy. Like, I'm so happy right now with all the people that I have, because I have, like, five. I have, like... No, to be exact, I have seven people, and... But to be honest, it's the best thing. Like, I feel happy. Like, I don't have to do anything, really. And it's just great. And shout out to Lauren Daniel, who lives in Georgia. Because
oh, yeah. She was part of that clique, I remember.
Yeah. It was the three of us. And I still keep in touch with her, even when she moved to Georgia. And she's such an amazing person. Like, she's always supporting me. She's always telling me her tea. I tell her my tea. Like, we're always like, oh, my God, you have a boyfriend. Oh, my God, there's something like that. We're always, like, keeping each other updated. And it's been 4 years. And people were like, oh, my God, you guys are not going to, like, be friends anymore. Like, trust me.
Long-distance relationship.
Exactly. types of relationships. And yeah, so me and her are still, you know, friends, and it's so amazing, and I love that. I love that so much.
Is she still friends with the other girl?
I don't know. I never really asked, but I don't really care. But yeah, so she's very amazing, so shout out to her. And, you know, anyways, guys, if you lose a best friend, it's okay. Maybe it was for a reason. It is for a reason. And you know what? New friendships come along. I made new friendships, and they're amazing. And sometimes, you know, life.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that have best friends, and they were dragging them down. I remember there was this person that told me that their best friend told them, I don't want you near me because you're negative. And I know the other person is, I know my, because that person is my friend. I know my friend is not negative at all. Like,
right, she isn't.
Not at all. And those type of people, I cut them out. Like, yeah, leave them. That's like the best choice you can make. But my best friends, I can count in my hands. They're all different type of best friends, though.
Exactly.
I feel like my best friends are the only ones that I can count my deepest, like, I can tell my secrets to, like, to.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What the I'm gonna leave that there. Okay.
Anyways.
So, let's wrap up. Call it done and quits.
Okay, so
if you have any stories about best friends that you want to let out and vent about,
email us. Let's talk shit miami@gmail.com.
We will share it.
We will, if you do it.
Yes, if you have any best friends that had, you know, something that you just want to let out. Shut up. Something you just want to let out. And shout out to Haniel, who gave us an amazing topic, and he gave us more, which we are going to talk about.
Exactly.
And sorry for the lateness.
Yeah. Now, wait.
Quote of the day. Yeah. Okay. Reality is so much better than happily ever after.
Take it how you want it, because sometimes that's not true, but sometimes it is true.
It's a roller coaster.
Exactly.
I think that's what she means.
Yeah.
Whoever knows what show this comes from, write us an email.
Write us or DM us.
DM us.
Anyways, that's it for this
episode.
This episode. And we're so excited because there's more coming. And
in the studio. Because exactly. I'm tired of it sounding like crap and not like a studio.
Exactly. So, yes. So, thank you guys for listening to us. We love you all so much. And we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. See you when you see me. Bye. Or see you when you hear me. Bye. Bye.